talking now with Gloucester High School football coach Dan O'Connor. And, Coach, welcome back to MSO.
Hey, Rick, thanks for having me.
All right, listen, got to get started right away. That was one of the strangest high school games I've ever seen the other night, and I mean that with all due respect. The first quarter was one of the most exciting. It was almost flawless football for both teams from a fan's point of view. And then the second, third, and fourth quarters were such a struggle for both teams. So how do you look at it as a coach? Because it was a very enjoyable game to watch as a fan.
Yeah, you know, I think it's early season. That's what you're going to expect. Is you're going to expect the kids to come out with emotion and be fiery and play really well. And then, you know, the conditioning aspect's going to come into it, and the mental mistakes, you know, are a direct relation to the physical fatigue that kids, you know, set in during the early parts of the season with the, you know, whatever it may be. It's, you know, we've got young kids that are playing football for some of them the first time, so that's a factor as well. It's just a lot of things, but it's, you know, typical high school football. You know, these are kids. They're 15, 16, 17-year-old kids, and, you know, you can't, it's tough to expect them to stay upbeat and stay emotional and positive, you know, for the entire game sometimes.
Yeah, Coach Ingram mentioned that, the fatigue factor, and your defense was out there for a long time in portions of the game, plus you've got that extra minute now, the 12-minute quarters. But Coach Ingram was talking about how good your defense was and swarming to the ball and being very aggressive. So I'm sure you had some good things to say to the kids about that.
Absolutely. You know, I thought the kids defensively played fantastic. You know, they executed the game plan really well. And, you know, early on when you start a season early, defense is traditionally been the easier of the aspects to start with because it's more instinctual and things like that. But when what happens offensively, you know, our kids wore down, whether it's, you know, with our numbers being what they are. Offensive line kids are playing on the defensive line, and those same kids are playing on punt team, and those same kids are playing on kick return, and you try to get them off, but we just sometimes don't have the numbers to do that as well as we'd like to.
You know, it's funny. Toward the end of the third quarter, when they got their second field goal, when Hamilton won them, took, I think, a 13-7 lead at that point, it seemed as though you guys were down by a lot of points. Then I looked at the scoreboard and I said, wait a minute, you're still in this game. And then in the fourth quarter, you started to get some offensive momentum. And that game was quite a bit closer than maybe one would have thought.
Yeah, absolutely. You know, I think that was something we tried to stress to the kids is like, we didn't think we played that well, but gentlemen, we're only down one score and a PAT after a touchdown puts us in the lead.
Mm-hmm.
You know, so you try to keep the kids positive. And we did start to establish something, but then the mental mistakes would chime in and we'd somehow find a way to turn a 2nd and 5 to a 1st and 15 or 2nd and 15 the next play, however, you know, that came about, whether it was a offside or a hold. And those are things we got to limit as we move forward.
Well, you had some big plays on pass once again in the fourth quarter, particularly to Aiden Cornetta and, I think it was Josiah Santerling, and Nicholas Carey seemed to be right on the money with his throws. So that is a good thing. Plus, let's not forget that big run in the first quarter by Caleb DeCoste.
Yeah, you know, that's the best fullback trap we've hit in my 3 years of being here, you know. We try to establish that. We were surprised a little bit that the way Jim played some defense on us early on. We took the shot there to get going, and Caleb cashed in. He read it great. The line blocked it great. And, you know, overall, offensively, we're back to little things. And it's just, when you watch the film, it's a block, a missed block here. It's a ball just off the fingertips here. And, you know, that game very easily could have gone the other way.
Oh, you know what, too, Dan, I forgot to mention this. Paul Ingram and I had just got through praising your kicking game because it was so spot on, both punting, kickoffs, and point after, and so on. As Cameron Woodfeld and your holders and Robbie Schuster and Ewan McCarthy did a great job, and then we no sooner said that when I think the biggest defensive play of the game happened by Hamilton when they broke through and they forced that bad kick by Cam. But your kicking game, boy, they really look good.
Well, you know, it's something we practice, and it's an aspect of the game that's so important, and it's something that, you know, we try to make sure our kids don't take for granted and don't view it as a playoff or anything like that. Cameron's been great. He was great last year as a freshman for us. Kicked extremely well. Robbie's a kid that played quarterback a few years ago for us, so he's in the delivery of the snap. You know, he knows exactly where it's supposed to be and where the snapper or the holder wants it. And, you know, it's a breakdown there in blocking, and, you know, it's tough to kick the ball. But
yeah.
Without people in your face, it's really hard to kick it when there's,
yeah,
there's guys rushing after you.
Yeah, well, one bad play does not define a team, but we're very impressed with that. And speaking of being impressed, how impressed were you guys on the sideline with number 17, Marcus Norden for Hamilton Wenham? Because I looked up, he's a quarterback. I look up, he's over at split end. I look up, he's split way out to the right. I look up again, he's a defensive end. And another time he was running the ball. This guy looked ridiculous out there.
Yeah, you know, definitely an impressive evening for him. Definitely an athlete that the Cape Ann League, if they don't already know, sure soon will.
Yeah.
He was all over the place, and there's one kid there that played Friday night that the mental and the physical fatigue did not set in. You know,
yeah.
He was in, you know, fantastic shape and just didn't seem to tire at all. And I'm not sure he was off the field at any point for more than one or two plays in a row.
But that said, you defended him so well. Your defense was really, really on him. I think it might have been, I can't remember who it was. It might have been Woodfelt, and it looked like he was double-teaming. But there was that one time when they threw it up in the end zone, he went up to the highest point. He's a basketball player, too, so he out-jumped your guys. But in general, man, you guys covered him pretty well.
I thought, you know, that was, the combination of Aiden Cornetta, Robbie Schuster, and Cameron Whitfield did a great job of figuring out where he was, how he was lined up, and how Hamilton Wenham could try to get him the ball. And that was, you know, something we stressed upon during the year, or during the week, and during that game as we made the in-game adjustments, is find him and figure out what he can do with the ball and how he can hurt us, and then try to take that away.
One more thing I want to mention, Coach, is the physicality of the game. For the first game, and I haven't seen you guys in a while, both teams played very physical, and your team really, really did. And I also want to applaud, I think, the discipline that your team did have, because there were a couple of, after-curricular activities after a play that your kids could have ratcheted up the thing. And, you know, emotions are high, and I'm not blaming anybody here, but in terms of penalties, the penalties were, it seemed to be, commission, not omission. You guys had pretty good discipline overall, but I don't know what the game film showed.
Yeah, no, absolutely, and that's something we stressed a lot last fall too, and carry over to this season is, you know, playing within the confines of the game, playing within the lines and the boundaries of the field, and not taking, you know, penalties after the whistle,
mm-hmm,
or anything like that. You know, and we understand mistakes happen and penalties are going to be made during the game. You know, if we can limit those to just the during the play and not the silly penalties that are really just hurt you and cost you a lot. But, you know, I thought both teams really played pretty well, and you could see that the penalties that happened during the game were tough, hard-nosed, like physical football penalties that you see, you know, on a week-to-week basis.
Yeah, there was some tremendous hitting on both sides. Absolutely, yeah.
I think Jim would say the same thing, is we got to limit the penalties, and I think every coach wants to do that.
Okay, let's turn the page and look ahead to Malden Catholic. What do you see?
No, they're big. They got some size on that offensive and defensive line. You know, they've got some athletes in the backfield, and, you know, they run the double tight, double wing offense of the old Lynn Classical days, and they're gonna grind out 3.5 yards a play and try to lean on you and wear you down.
All right, Coach, we wish you well. Thank you so much. That's Dan Connor, who is the Gloucester High School football coach with MSO News Sports. I'm Rick Moore.